This is St. Louis Public Radio. When Eric Greitens becomes Missouri's governor early next year, the Republican will have a thoroughly friendly legislature to get his agenda passed. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more about how Greitens' governorship could produce a major paradigm shift for public policy in Missouri.
On the Thursday after his resounding victory in the Missouri governor's race, Eric Greitens spent the morning at the Missouri Capitol meeting with Governor Jay Nixon and huddling with the Republican supermajority in the Missouri Senate. After shaking lots of hands of the legislators that could help make his campaign wishes into laws, Greitens could hardly contain his enthusiasm about the months ahead.
We're very excited. We think that, you know, the people of Missouri voted to take this state in a new and a better direction, and I'm excited to work with the legislature to make that happen.
Greitens has a reason to be bullish. Never before in Missouri's history has a Republican governor come into office with so many GOP lawmakers in the General Assembly. For the past 8 years, Republicans had to contend with Democratic Governor Nixon's veto pen. But with Greitens coming into office, Republican House Speaker Todd Richardson says legislative math becomes a lot more straightforward.
I've said once today, and I'll say it again, it's a lot easier to count to 82 than it is to 109. And I anticipate that we'll be able to move some of those priorities that we've come up short on before.
One of the priorities that Republicans like Richardson support is right to work, which bars unions and employers from requiring workers to pay dues. Greitens supports that policy, and legislative leaders like Senate Majority Leader Mike Kehoe say right to work will be swiftly considered next year. Kehoe, a Jefferson City Republican, says his colleagues are confident that Republican legislative majorities will forge a solid relationship with the new governor.
For one, he's a very sharp person that really understands his facts and understands the layout of the land better probably than most people would give him credit for being a novice. His expectation of us is that we communicate with each other and we work together towards a common goal.
Communicating may be key, especially since Greitens has never held elected office before. During the campaign, some GOP lawmakers were more than just a little bit annoyed that Greitens painted Jefferson City politicians as corrupt. And legislators like Senator Paul Wieland of Imperial were unsure about Greitens' commitment to curbing abortion rights. But Wieland says his colleagues are warming up to the idea of working with Greitens.
I guess now that he's the governor, it's my job to start loving it into him, telling him here's why we need to do things the way we need to do them. I think on probably the most things that we're going to agree on. And I'm hoping that I'll find things that I can get excited about that we agree on.
The next 4 years will be tough for Democrats in the House and Senate supermajority. Because their numbers are so low, Democratic lawmakers will have limited opportunities to stop bills that Greitens and Republican lawmakers support. Democratic Senator-elect Jake Hummel of St. Louis is pessimistic that his colleagues will be able to stop things like right to work. But he says the great power that Republicans can yield could also have some downsides.
There's no one to blame. There's no boogeyman at the top. You know, their rallying cry was always, it's Obama, it's Hillary, it's Obamacare, you know. There's no one to blame but themselves now, and governing is a lot harder when you have to make all the decisions and you can't sit back and throw bombs.
Still, some Democratic lawmakers like Senator Jamila Nasheed of St. Louis are cautiously optimistic. She says the fact that Greitens currently lives in the city of St. Louis and is a former Democrat could set him apart from his GOP colleagues.
A lot of his philosophical views is probably still the same as they were when he was a Democrat.
If Republicans and the incoming governor can stay on the same page, then Greitens may not need that much help from Democrats like Nasheed. Missouri should get a better sense of this critical relationship when Greitens and lawmakers are sworn into office next January. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.